sugi of tzlach. So we're holding that we were discussing the sugi of kura. The sugi of kura really raises the issue of what's considered to be a tree. In other words, if you have a plant, and the plant has multi purposes, so is every single purpose of the plant, every purpose not the good word to use, every single usage of the plant, is it considered to be a tree or not? So that's the Gemara that was discussing yesterday, and then was Machlekes Rishonim, whether we say that kol denate inshe adaita dahachi, that's considered to be a pre, and it could be the plant has no daita dinshe, people don't plant it normally. It could be that it has one particular, and that may or may not be the fruit. Right? We could have a plant that's primarily grown for flowers. So let's say the sunflower. So the sunflower seed be called the pre or not. But we haven't. And then the our sugya was where there. What happens when you have more than one product of the plant? Is the reason why people cultivate it. That was the machlekes. So that's the Gemara said when it comes to kura. So if we're correct in saying it hearts of palm, so the hearts of palm, what bracha does it get? So the Gemara that was machlekes Yehuda Shmuel. Hilchasa is Kishmul, that then is you make a shahakol nibid baray, because the Gemara says that second usage of the plant was lava daiti dinafshe. Okay, now the Gemara points out that particular second usage was, or Rashi points out, could not be a daiti dinafshe. Right, because that second usage would stunt the growth of the good. It would have to be something that is not universally used. When it comes to the secondary usage of the tzlaf, then that can coexist with the primary usage. The secondary usage of kura cannot exist with the primary usage. So now the argument is going on to the next topic, of a plant that has several different usages, but it's not like the kura, right? Again, what distinguishes kura? So this kura is distinguished by two features. One is that the kura is a temporary stage of the plant and ultimately becomes the different part of the plant. And according to Rashi, what identifies kura is that it cannot coexist with the other usages of the plant. So now we have to go into the broader discussion about tzlaf. Alright? Now we ended up yesterday machlekes rishonim. So where the Ra'ah said that every plant has a defined pre. Sometimes human beings will add on an additional pre, but every plant has a defined pre. Alright? So that's how we left off yesterday. It sounds like from the Taisus and Ben Uyayna that Adai Tarachinat Inchik, that is what defines whether what the pre is. And the Ra'ah says, no, a pre is defined. How you define the pre? Adai Tanafshi can add on another usage. So how would you define the pre that we discussed this morning, Ari? How would you find the pre? So if it's not culturally determined, if it's not determined by human beings, by the reason why something is cultivated, so you can define it naturally. In other words, every plant has a season. Every plant goes through stages. Every plant has a flower. And after the flower comes something. Sometimes the things that come after the flower are seeds. Like if it's grown for flowers, and sometimes what comes from after the flower is something edible. So that would be the pre. Naturally, the plant has a season, and everything dies off, and there's one particular part of the plant that seems to be the final stage of the plant for the season. And or you could say this one part of the plant that comes and goes once during the season. Or you could say the part of the plant that carries the seeds, from the word pru, the part of the plant that allows it to continuously regrow. So those are the different options you have naturally. According to Tosfos, sounds like from Tosfos that is not relevant lahalacha. Could mean it's relevant for botany, but not lahalacha. And it sounds like from the Ra'ah that it is very relevant lahalacha. And a dai tadachi, and that itch, can add on another tree. Okay, so the test case of all of this sugya is tzlaf. Tzlaf is translated as a caper bush, which, in the little bit of research I did, does make sense, because it's that in the caper bush does have usage of different parts of the plant. The little bit I read is that the buds of the caper can be used for, I think, some kind of seasoning or something. And the fruit of the caper is something that looks like an olive and is usually eaten in some pickled form. Our Gemara says that the caper bush has numerous levels of usage. So that's the Gemara on Lamed Vav Med Aleph and Lamed Vav Med Beis is an essential sugya to Hilchas Brachos, because when Chazal were misake that Birchos HaPeiros would be a subsection of Birchos HaNenen, so they had to have something in mind as to what a pri is. So in order to define what a pri is, so we have to go to the unusual situation. When it comes to an apple tree, it's not hard to define. It's an orange tree, it's not hard to define. When it comes to a root vegetable, so it is not the pre described from a botany perspective. Right? Any definition you'd use from a botany perspective wouldn't apply to a root vegetable. It's not something which happens once a year. It doesn't define a season. It isn't used to reproduce. So hence, it's not called a pre. It's not called a pre ha'ilan. It's called a pre adama. In other words, it's just a part of the plant. So our Gemara says the tzlaf. So the first time we come across the tzlaf, so the Gemara says, the Gemara brings it as a kasha. So let's start the sugya there. The Gemara says, "Varei tzlaf, denate insha daita de pircha." Gemara says, "Is it true that a pri is defined as a daita de nafshe, a daita de inshe. Inshe a daita, get the right word. Inshe a daita de hachi. Is that correct? Because when it comes to tzlaf, people plant the tzlaf for the fruit. And nevertheless, we learned in the Mishnah, almine nitzva. There are many aspects of the tzlaf. There are many parts of the tzlaf. So people apparently ate, they used the leaves, like we use mint leaves, like a tea or something. Rashi described, it's like a little bubble on the plant, which is where the leaves are attached to the stem. So apparently those bubbles were also used. It's like something part of the bark. So on those, one says, Bayrei Pri Adama. V'alav Yoinais, but on the fruit, V'alav Kafrisin, on the shell of the fruit, one makes a Bayrei Pri Yoinais. So the Gemara says, you see, that the bracha is not limited to daita dehachi nata yinsha. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Tzlaf nata yinsha daita deshusa. Gemara says that your facts are wrong. Rai people will plant a tzlaf for the Alan Tamaris of Yenis and Kafrisan. Dikla Lainati Insha Daita Dakura. And that's where Rashi introduces the idea that it is counter. You cannot plant a kura, a palm tree, both for kura and for tomorrow. Mara says, Amar Yudam Rav, Tzlaf shel orla mechutz l'aretz. Amar Yudam Rav. Right, from the Mishnah we would say there are four different products, usages of a tzlaf. The leaves, something part of the bark, the fruit and the shell. Mara says, what's the din during Arla? Then Easter to eat. So what's the din? What's called the Prilagavi Arla? Amr Yudam Rav, Slav Shal Arla, Bechutz Laretz, Zarek Yosef Yainais. Just the of Yainais. And the Kefrisin you can eat. The Meimed of Yainis Pri, the Kefrisin La Pri. Varamino, I mean, in this so Alam, Fimish, Emre Pri Adama. Alvinus like a freezer, remember pre parades? So Chazal Misakein, that you make a bari parades on the Kafrisan. So the Kharv they called it a preacher Yosef Marla. Who the Omar Kirabi Akiva? That none, if Lizaraimer, Tzlaf Misaser Tim Race of Yain is a Kafrisan. If you keep Aimer, Ain Misaser Ella M Yain Nais Bavad Bip Ne Shupri. Machlaikas Tanoim, between Rabbi Yez and Rabbi Akiva. Whether one gives meiser on all the different edible parts of the tzlaf. Right? Apparently, to give meiser from the leaves, that was lanchayach. But to give meiser from the timbers of Yitzchak Friesen, that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Abidjain is Bilba. Right? And Rabbi Kiva explains, Bibnei Shehu Pri. So the din, when Chazal or Misakein, the din of meiser Elon, right, Menei Raisa, the only Maisa one has to give Menei Lonis is? No? No, the only trees. Was that? That's how much. But the only tree that are Chayiv, Maisa Menei Raisa.
Olive, the fourth year? Olive tree?
Olives and?
And wine?
Yeah. Don't go in Timish Meyitzer. There is a Shita that says that the Sheva Minim are Chayiv B'Maisa V'Nei Raisa. Raman Paskin, the only Maisa De Raisa is Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzer. Everything else is Rabbonon Dikadin. So when it comes to Din De Rabbonon of giving Aser the Tzlaf, so that was a Machloikas. What were Chazal Misakin? Were Chazal Misakin to be Ma'aser every edible part of the Tzlaf? When the kain would come, you'd have a pile of the timreis, and you'd have a pile of shells, or just the pre. Now over here, apparently the shell of the fruit is not the peel of a fruit. It's not the same thing. There are some fruits that grow with a shell around the unpeeled fruit. The mashal for that is dates. If you notice how dates grow, so they grow, sometimes you'll see in certain specialty stores, you'll see the dates as they were cut off from the tree. So the dates have a very thin peel around them, and then the dates are inside a harder shell. Gemara has in Shabbos, if you learn the Gemara Shabbos, the sugya of Tzira. The Gemara talks about one way that amateurs used to harvest dates is by throwing a rock at the entire cluster. And then it drops down and the outer part smashes. So is that considered to be certainly of Kaitzer. Is it also a din of Teichen and Boira? So that's Lachar what's happening over here as well. So Rabbi Eliezer said one has to be give trumais and maisers lechayra from every edible part. Presumably, I'm making an assumption now, adai derachi not the inshe, but I might be incorrect. But Rabbi Kiva says no, there's one product that's called a pri. So the Gemara says that legave orla, there would be the same machlek as tanoim. But Rav paskin like Rabbi Akiva, right? In other words, the Gemara says Rav lived in Bavel. So in Bavel, when he came to Trumas and Meiser season, he gave a shir, and the shir was that he put out a pamphlet. He put out an explanation of what to do with the din of Orla in Bavel. So he told people things that are poshut. He told them, orla apples, orla pies to apples, and the oranges, and the plums, and peaches. And then, when it comes to tzlaf, he said the orla only applies to the kafrisin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, that din of Rav, is a hayra. He was being machriya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer would say that he has to abstain during orla from the leaves and from the timrais, and from the kafrisin, and Rabbi Akiva would say only from the evyonis. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so why did the Gemara announce Amar Yudah Rav Tzlaf Shel Orla B'chutz L'Zarikas Evyonis? Why didn't Rav just say the Remayra Halacha like Rabbi Akiva? Hilch Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva. That's all you should do. Like in the end of the Sugi of Kura, the Gemara doesn't say Hilchasa. It doesn't Hilchasa Mavarchin Bayre Pri Meshakul Nivari Allah Kura. What says Hilchasa? Kishmu. I am Allah Rabbi Akiva, have a mina fil barats. Kamash malon, kala make a lo arats, Allah ke moise bechutz lo arats, avol ba arats loy. Gemara says there's another limit over here. It's a more complicated limit. And that is, there is a din of Orla. And there's a halacha l'mesh misinai. This is the sugya that discusses halacha l'mesh misinai. That Orla is bechutz lo arats, but any suffix orla is not chayim in chutz l'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a pasuk that says that the din of orla, and the din de'iraisa, and the din de'iraisa has the same, when there's a suffix of orla, it has the same din of suffix b'chola terakula, suffix de'iraisa l'chumra. Comes the chutz l'aretz, we have a strange combination. On one hand, the din of orla in chutz l'aretz is a din de'iraisa. It's halacha l'mesha misinai. Has the same level, authority, and stringency as Orla and Eretz Yisrael. One catch is that whereas in Hilchas Sveikais, we have an overarching rule, Safek de'iraisa l'chumra, so here the halacha l'mesha misinai of Orla was that it's Safek l'kul and chutzlar. Right, Tzarechi, and how we understand that. Right, that's how to understand to have an exception to the rule of Sofek Deraisa L'chumra. Parenthetically, this is a raya for Sofek Deraisa L'chumra V'Deraisa, Sofek Deraisa L'chumra V'Rabbanon. No. Why would you say that? No, you're thinking mice, I'm thinking orla. No, but the din of Safek de Rice and Lakula is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Is Allah Chalamesh Misinai be Orla? Safek orla lekula bechutzlars the loch lamaish misinai.
The rice and soda.
Say what?
What's the question? That's the
masorah.
It's not like
it's something for real.
Like it was.
No. I'm asking the din. There's a machloek is b'derech klal. The first shev shmeitz. No, first. The machloek is machloek ramer mreshba. It's suffik de rice lechumra mid a rice and mid a rabbana. The rule that suffik de rice lechumra is that a de rice digadin a rabbana digadin. Did the rabbana shalom say that there's any ambiguities in my halacha? So you gotta go lechumra, or the Rebbe Shlom say no? What you have clear from me is their rice. What's not clear is unchayiv. I've not mechayiv anything which is unclear. Anything unclear, mutter. Chazal said, whoa, we're gonna go lechumra and stuff, right? Machleik is Ramam Meshba. So which way does this go? Say it again. No, again. Don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying the din of Safek Orla Bechutzlaris is Lakula, that is Allah Lamash Mishina. That's the Deiraisa de Gedin. The same Deiraisa which required Orla in Eretz Yisrael requires Orla in Chutzlaris. The same Deiraisa de Gedin said if you have an ambiguity in Orla, then in Eretz Yisrael Lachumra, in Chutzlaris Lakula. Okay, now, does this shed light, does this advocate for any position in the broader din de raisa about safek basa v'cholav? Is that de raisa? So we go l'chumra. I have a piece of meat, and I don't know, and somebody told me that that one of those pieces of meat was cooked with milk. I don't know which one. So I have a safek now. So we go l'chumra. We go to Chumra de Raisa and Rabbana.
It seems
to be
the
Raisa. Who's talking over here? All right, go ahead.
Today you're doing the Raisa.
Why do you say that?
Because the Raisa specifically tell you to go to Kula.
Correct. Okay. That should be the Lechachila Netiya. Right? That if I have a Lachal Mosh Mishina that says, Safek orla b'chutzlar it's lakula vayis dachayis, right? And yoytzei mikan zayisei meres, right? Mikan lumdim that otherwise it would be lakula because otherwise I would not need a halach l'chara. Okay, parenthetically we'll come back to that mitzvah. So now the Gemara says. So the Gemara says if Rav would have said halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, then we would have thought halacha b'kiva. That means in every application of orla, whether it's the orla in Eretz Yisrael or whether it's orla in Chutz Laretz, halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. Orla is only addresses the. Other way around. This slav only has one tree. And that din of Orla from that one tree, from the Yavyonis, is universal. Eretz Yisrael Chutzla. Halacha Rabbi Akiva. But that's not what Rav said. Rav said that when he was giving the din in Bavel, he would say in Bavel, Oichel as a kafrisa. So Rav was only instructing us the Gabe. No, Gabe Bavel. Rav lived in Bavel. So Vaisa Chois, Rav would say, Chutzlar, it's in Bavel. I have a Sofek. Not a Sofek. I have a. Okay, we'll discuss that in a moment. And better, we'll say it sharper. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and we have a din. Kol ha-meikel ba-orla b'chutzla, kol ha-meikel ba-orla. So in Eretz Yisrael, we take the machomer de kashita. And in Chutzla, we always take the makula de kashita. All right? It's like, for example, there is a similar, but not at all the same din of kola. Where else is the din of being mekel? Huh? Is that? Ovel, right. But it comes by Ovel. I have to remember that. Yeah, but that's it. I don't think, I'll look at it again. I don't think it's the same. I think that's because of a suffix. But there's a din that in Avelos, we have a general rule. Again, it's a different rule. Different din. It sounds the same. Over here, the Gemara says, we have a din when it comes to mitzvahs atluyos v'aretz. So when it comes to chutz l'aretz, heyois, that is not just a din derabbanon. It's a din derabbanon which is very significantly different than other din derabbanon. It's ke'ilu. A person would say, you know what? Let's keep Hilchas Shabbos on Friday. Because of a getter, they will keep Hilchas Shabbos and Shabbos. It's keeping Hilchas, Mitzvah, Tzlis, Ba'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz. It's a different kind of a din than saying, on Shabbos, I'm going to be more careful and I'm going to be more machmer in certain sheets. So over here, the Gemara says that when it comes to Mitzvahs, Atluyos, Ba'aretz, Be'eretz, Be'chutz La'aretz, so Kalam Meikel. Be'kalam Meikel, Ba'aretz, Halacha, Kemoisei, Be'chutz La'aretz. So now coming back, the Gemara says, you know, Rav was simply saying, right, you, how did the whole sugya begin that Rav's din seems to go against Hilchas Peres, Hilchas Brachos. We have a stira, Brachos Orla. So Gemara said, not stira. Rav was giving a very specific din that when it comes to Orla, he wasn't talking about Trumas and Nisus, when he was coming to Orla, he said, the Kafrisan, not a pri. But in Hilchas Berchas HaPeres, he would say, you make a bar of rates in Kafrisim. Gemara says, so why didn't Rav simply say, Halacha B'Kiva? Because we would have messed up. We would have thought of Filo Eretz Yisrael. So then Gemara says, so why didn't Rav simply say, in Chutz La'aretz, Yehold HaGar B'Kiva? Because I make a bar of rates, Halacha K'mayse, B'Chutz La'aretz. Right then, in other words, then Rav would have given me a much better shear. That's what Gemara is saying. For Rav to say, in Bavel, we throw out the Kafrisin during Arla, sorry, we throw out the Evyoines alone in Bavel, we know what to do. But if Rav would have said that Machlaikes Shemalazer Rabbi Akiva, and in Chutz Laretz, we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva, that's a Gavalda Geshir. Then we know that it's a din of Orla, we know that there's a machlaikis of Orla, we know that we have a din of Kol Amach, Meva Oretz, Mekel, Mechutz La'aretz. So then you know much more. So Rav would have given a much more, a much sharper shiur. He would have communicated much more. So that's what Rav should have said. Iyamar hoch avi mina, hanemile gabe maiser ilan, de be'eretz gufa mina rabbona. Avol gabi orla de be'oritz v'dei raisa, ema b'chutz la'oritz nami nigzar kol mashmala. If Rav would have taught us that, so then we would have gotten halacha entirely incorrectly. Right? Why? Because Rav would have given us, it's like getting a light, getting a kitzur shchon arik, it's like getting an announcement from Rav, like getting the shul bulletin from Rav, and Rav says, you know what? This year is orla, don't eat the evyoinis. So then, we would have had a darshan, exactly what did Rav say. So our minds would have gone to, no, if he didn't know the halacha very, very clearly, then Orla is a different din than the other mitzvahs, we would have assumed. Orla is like any other mitzvah, and we'd assume that Rav is discussing any mitzvah, which is deiraisa and Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanon Chutz La'aretz. I would assume that Rav is saying, Chutz La'aretz, the Trumas and Mice is the Rabbanon, so we'll follow the more lenient Shita. Right? If he would have announced, Kol HaMeikel Ba'aretz Halacha K'moisai B'Chutz La'aretz, we would have said, that makes a lot of sense. L'gabe, every single mitzvah tluya Ba'aretz, which is a drabbanan taken chutzlaretz. We would have messed up entirely. We would have said legabe ma'aser ilan that even in Eretz Yisrael, the requirements of trumas and ma'aseris are drabbanan. We would have said in chutzlaretz, that's a double drabbanan. So we're certainly going to be making. So I hope we would have messed up the whole shir. So avol gabi orla, and we would have, not only would we have misunderstood Rav, we would have ended up being machmir gufa where Rav was making, because we would have said avol gabi orla de ba'aretz v'nei raisa and mechutz asami nigzer kamash malan. So we would have turned Rav into a pretzel. We would have come out saying that Rav holds that you have to be machmir on orla, on the Kafrisin, because it's Deiraisa and Eretz Yisrael. Mamish against what Rav intended to say. So therefore, Rav had to be very direct, and Rav had to say, in Chutz La'aretz, Orla, we only dispose of the Evyonis. But with Rav, the background of Rav, Machlegis of Lodzim, Yechil Agave, Nu, Machleg was Lagabe Orla, Lagabe Paris, correct. Lagabe Paris, Lagabe what's called the pre, Lagabe Trumais and Meisers and Orla, and every mitzvah Lee of Aretz, and Gemara is assuming that we would pass in Lake of Eliezer in Eretz Yisrael. And that's in sync with the din that when it comes to the Avyanis and Kafrisin, we make a boy for Yisrael both. And when it comes to the Timur, I'll only make a boy for Yadam. So far, so good, right? Except the Gemara says, hold on a second. Ravina Ashkechei Lamar Baravashi. So now we began with the first door of the Tkuvas of Talmud, and now we're going to the very last door. So many generations later, Ravina is visiting Ravashi, and they're schmoozing and learning in Babel. And then somebody brings slaf fruit to the table. And then Mar Bar Ravashi is not eating the Avyonis, he's only eating the Kafrisin. And apparently, he assumed it must be an Orla year. Omalei Mai Daitcha, Ki Rabbi Akiva Demekel. The fact that you are eating the Kafrisin, are you following Rabbi Kiva's din, who had a cheshbon, that when it comes to tzlaf during Orla, chutz la'aretz, kol ha'mekel, v'aretz chalacha k'moysei v'chutz la'aretz. So Ravina said to Mar Rashi, the whole shir, and Mar Rashi says, if that's the case, I have a kash on you. Why did you stop with Rabbi Kiva? Did non slaf misham erim kalayim bekerim until erim ein kalayim bekerim? Vaistachoyz that when it comes to slaf, what does Beishamai hold? If you're allowed to have kalayim bekerim, elu veelu moidim shechayu boorla. So now Ravina gives Marbar Rashi a shir, right? The machloik is basically Bisham Lagabi Kalayim. Lagabi Kalayim, what's the machloik is? No? Is Tzlaf an Elon or is it a Yerik? What's the Nafkimin Lagabi Kalayim? The two different halachas of klayim, kloy ilonais and kloy kerim. Kloy ilonais is grafting, right? Kloy ilonais is taking peaches and plums and making nectarines, if that is what happened, I'm not sure. Right? Kloy ilonais is taking two different kinds of fruits and putting the branches of one on the tree of the other. Or taking the plants and putting them together at a very low level. Right, that's kloy growth level. That's kloy ilonis. Kloy kerem is growing tevua right next to your kerumim, growing your rokes next to your kerum, next to your vineyard. So Gemara says that machlekes beisilu beishamai, whether a tzlaf is an elon or a yerek. All right, so much later in the Masechta we'll discuss how to define an elon and a yerek, and when you say barei pri eitz, when you say barei pri adama, right? What you say on avocados and on pineapples and on blueberries and bananas, those are all the gray area, right? But it's clear that apples and oranges and plums and peaches say barei pri eitz, and it's clear that on root vegetables you say barei pri adama. Okay, then you have the areas have to be explained well. So the Gemara says that Beisham and Beis Hillel were arguing with how to define the tzlaf. Not legavi l'chus brachis, legavi kalayim. However, we have a rule that when it comes to orla, orla only applies to no? Ilonis, it has to be, because Ilonis are the only part of the Vriya that lasts more than a year. Yerokis only last for 1 year. So it's not shaykh to have orla gavi yorkas, right? If you'd have orla gavi yorkas, you'd never eat a carrot or a beet or even a tomato, you'd never eat. You'd never eat yorkas. You'd have gavi orla because they don't have 3 years. So orla is only gavi ilonis. So now the question is, what's the din gavi tzlaf? Now they both said that there's an Easter orla b'klayim. So the Gemara says the chastira. Right, you can't have Kloy Kerem on the same plant that has Issa Kalayim. So the Gemara says, again, this is all part of the shear that Ravina is giving Marash in order to give him a shtach. Right? It's a lumdish shtach. Right? He starts, Ravina comes in and says, I see that you're eating the kafri, eating the only the avyainis. Why would a person only the avyainis? Must be Orla, must be a whole lake Rav. Right? That's shear number one. Shear number two is why I think you're wrong. Right? Why I think you're wrong? Because the machlekes b'shul v'shama. The machlekes b'shul v'shama is agave klayim. Therefore, they're arguing as to whether it's slav is an elon altogether. But it says they both agree. There's chayv orla. Hagufa kasha. Amrat slav v'shama v'shama klayim v'keren. Oma min yeriku. V'odatani ilu ilu moidim shchayv orla. Oma min elonu. So it says, how are you going to holy kasha? It can only be one possibility. Beis Hillel is sure that it's an Elon. Therefore, there's no din legabe klayim. No. Yeah. And he holds Orla. So Beis Hillel is clear. Beis Shammai is the kasha, is the stira. So Beis Shammai must have a sofek. Va'av the hochaluchum hochaluchumra. So therefore, when it comes to klayim, he's machmir that maybe it's a yerek. And when it comes to Orla, he's machmir, maybe it's an Elon. Mikol Mokim, Libe Shammai, Havala Sofik Orla. Utinan, Sofik Orla, Beritis Roll, also like any other Dinde Raisa. Besuria Mutter, Davais Dachais, that it's a rule, right? Because Orla is a De Raisa Dik Gedin in Chutzlaris, right? And when you get very far away from Eretz Yisrael, even or very better yet, when you have Surya is Eretz Yisrael, it's Kibush Yachid. Let's say that's correct. When you have Chutz La'aretz, that is clearly Kibush Yachid. Lechanchila, Yarin Melekeiach, Umavash Liyanalekin. As long as people don't see you because they misunderstand, also it's a wrong conclusions about Orla. So now that Ravina finished second shear, right? So he says, and therefore, Maharashi, I have a kasha, what you do? Because if you really hold that you're having that you're throwing out, that you're eating the kafris, because kolam mekel ba'aretz shebikiva halacha kemoise b'chutz la'aretz, then I'll give you a bigger kula. Rabbi Shammai, Beis Shammai said that that Beishama had a suffix where their tzalaf was an elon altogether. So you should be able to eat no evyonis. Right? So that was Ravina's kash and Mar Bravashi. How you talking? Where is there a person in the world who would eat the kafrizin and not the evyonis in chutzlar? It makes no sense. Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat the kafrizin and the evyonis b'chlal. Right? Maybe not even the timris. But in chutzlaretz, the only reason that you'd be eating the avyonis and the kafrisin is because you hold that Rabbi Akiva's mekel agave the avyonis, and you're in chutzlaretz and call them mekel halacha mishu chutzlaretz. I have a much bigger cooler. Rabbi Shmeisham made a suffix where their salaf is bachlal considered to be right. So go with the cooler. That Beisham has a sofek. So the Gemara, so Mar Ravashi, for Enferes Ravina's Kasha, he says there's a difference between a machlekes tanoim and a machlekes beisul Beisham. Machlekes tanoim, the two shitas, machlekes beisul Beisham. Beisham is in a Mishnah. Rav Shechter would often quote a Mishkanes Yankov that would say, don't take any Mishnah so far. And the Mishnah means, the Rishonim say it, that it's not learned in the Beis HaMedrash. That's what it means, ain't a Mishnah. But the Mishkanes Yaakov don't think that it's not a key in mitzvah in Talmud Torah. I mean, the Mishnah say, if somebody quotes a Pasuk, gives a whole drush on a Pasuk, Purim Torah, and the Pasuk doesn't exist, they was not okay with Mivatal Torah. It wasn't a kind of mitzvah. Person misquotes a Mishnah and gives a whole shir in a misquoted Mishnah. He wasn't Yetzim Talmud Torah. And a Mishnah doesn't mean it's out of the canon of the Teresh of Alpeh. Such a thing exists. And a Mishnah means it's not on the table for being a viable Shita L'Halacha L'Maisa. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer means that if you lived in a Rabbi Eliezer town, you lived in one, if the Rav of your town was one of the Talmidim, Rabbi Eliezer, you follow Rabbi Eliezer. And if you're in the town of Rabbi Akiva, one of his Talmidim, one of the Talmidim of his Talmidim, you follow Rabbi Akiva. Until the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim was Kaivei Adin. So there would be groups, there would be towns, who Rabbi Eliezer towns, Rabbi Akiva towns. But there was no such thing as a Beis Shammai town. Right? That wasn't Shaykh. There were, the Gemara Shabbos says there were 1836 situations where we hold like Beis Shammai. So it was the worst, but Bederach outside of those situations, not Shaykh. So Beis Shammai is not a Shita when it comes to figuring out Kol HaMeiko, or when it comes to figuring out Suffolk. So that was the response. That was the interesting machlek between Ravina and Ravashi. Ravina, who's Seif Heira, the end of Tekufas HaGemara, was still holding that maybe Beis Shammai should be a significant enough shita for the din of Kol HaMeikel Baratov. And Marba Ravashi said, no. Not even Beis Shammai doesn't even make it to the charts. Okay, so that's sugya number one of tzlaf. Number one and number two. Sugya number two, maybe. Sugya number one of tzlaf is no. Right. All right. Sugya number one is applying the rule of adai to the hachi, not the yinshi. Right? What, or better yet, what is called the pri of a tzlaf? Right? Sugya number one is the alin, the timrais, the kafris, and the avyonis considered peiros, or is only the Evyonis considered Paris? Correct? So Lachaira, we're saying that's a machlekes of Rabbi Akiva of Eliezer. Lachaira. There would be a machlekes of Akiva Eliezer, legabe the bracha. Lachaira, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, legabe peiros, trumos, maisers, and the bracha. So far, correct? Tzarachin a little bit. Whether we'd give trumos and maisers of Alan and Timris. But that's sugya number one. Sugya number two is, what do you do with a tzlaf in Chutz La'aretz? Right? Ravina held, you would not be noyeg Arla Bechlal, and Marva Ravashi held like Rav, that you'd be noyeg like Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Third sugya. Third sugya is v'teip v'klei danas ha'shemir l'pri v'rachmano amar v'araltem orlasay es piryay es atofel l'piryay u'mayniu shemir l'pri. So now the Gemara says, is Rabbi Akiva right? First kashan Rabbi Akiva is a first kashan Rav was, why didn't you say Halach Rabbi Akiva? Right? Second kashan, Rav, is why are you passing like Rabbi Akiva? Same kashan. Right? Next kashan, Rav, is, even if you pass like Rabbi Akiva, that the Evyonis are the only pre, and you only have to give Trumais and Mais on the Evyonis. But, Legabi Orla, there's another din, and that's the din of Shemir Lepri is Kipri. Because of the word S. So the Kashan Rabbi Akiva is, Kashan Rav is, even Rabbi Akiva, why isn't there an Orla on the shell of the Kafrisim? Of the Avyanis? Es Piriyai, Es Atofa Lepiriyai. Shemir Lepri. Amar Rav, Heche Amrina Nasa Shemir Lepri, Heche Adi Isay Bein Vitolish Bein Mchubar. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara distinguishing? What does Rava say? No. What's Rava saying? When do we say Shomer Lepri is Kipri? When is the shell? When is the peel a significant part of the pre? Only if it stays with the pre once the pre is off the tree. But if the pre loses its shell or loses its peel when it goes off the tree, so that is not a shomer lepri. A shomer lepri, the dye that only stays on the tree, doesn't have the halach. It's not es period. It stays with the yates. So apparently, the kafris most of the time fell off before the slaf was harvested. It was harvested leaving the kafris on the tree. So the Gemara says that it's not part of Espiria. It has a separate din because it's an edible part of the tree. And it might be a daitir ochi nata yinshi. But it's not the din of a shomer lepri.
For example,
when you take
it off the tree and the shomer lepri goes off?
Say it again?
What's an example where you take off the tree and the shomer lepri goes away?
So, is that a kasha?
What's an example of the talish lasa?
Apparently, they did not usually harvest the tzlach with the kafirs. But I'll give you a marshal, a date. Most of the time, you don't find the dates with the shell. Every so often, you'll go into a store and they'll have chopped the date from the branch. And you'll see a branch, then you'll see bright orange things, hard things, and the dates inside of that. Okay, the specialty source. Then they cut off earlier, and you have. So, Rav is in a situation where he bought his tzlaf in a specialty store, so they came to the gafras. Most people didn't do that, but when he had it, and when Ravina came to Mar Ravashi, he was eating his tzlaf, and somebody brought him together with the gafras that normally stays in the tree.
That part time to the Arla.
So that would not have the din of S. Period. We may have a separate din of a day that hochi not the yidshe. Right? People apparently would harvest it separately. Our Gemara is saying, but it would not come under the category of es period. Es period means probably like the orange peel. Right? So es ve'abaye pitmo shel rimoin mitzterefes. Vanates shelo ain mitzdarif. What's the pitman? What's the nates of a rimon?
The crown.
Go ahead.
The top of the pomegranate.
Which? What are you calling the top?
Like the star.
The spiky part.
Like the star, yeah.
It's the part that attaches the tree or doesn't attach the tree.
No, it probably goes backwards.
They have an esrig. So which part attaches the tree?
Oh, you're right. The other side.
The other side.
Yeah.
It's like Tinek, the other side. What's the other side?
Not the star.
What's that?
Not the pitum.
The pitum, right. Oh, so the uk is attached to the tree, and the pitum is the... Right. An apple. Make it easy. An apple. What's that? The stem of the apple is the... By the tree, and the ukas of the apple is what you're calling the flower. So a pomegranate lechar is the same way. The pomegranate, the part that you normally the protrusion that we normally see is the crown. It's the end. All right, it is what's left of the flower of the pomegranate. All right, and then there's a part that you don't see that attaches to the tree. So the halacha is pitma shel rimon. The crown of the rimon mitzarefes is considered to be part of the tree legabe the din of tumah. In order for a fruit to become tumah, it has to have a shear. So does this have the shear of tumas oichlin? So the Gemara says that the pitum is mitzarefes, v'aneitz shelo ein mitzaref. Midako amar aneitz shelo ein mitzaref. Right. Olma de lav oichel hu. Utenan gabe orla klipe rimen va neitz shaloi. Klipe a goizin va garinen. Chayoven va orla. So what is this akash on? What's the eis ve abaya? Who's that? The klipa is like the shomer lepri, right? And the klipa, in this case, the nates does not come with the plant, right? The pomegranate doesn't come with the nates. Nevertheless, says that the klipa bimim nates shelo is mitstarfen. So I have a part of the klipa that does not come with the fruit, li'achar, after it's been growing to the tree. And it's not considered to be part of the fruit, l'gavi tuma. Elo omar rova. So Rava now has to respond, abayis kashin rova, that we don't use the rule of shomer lepri as to whether it's isa v'tolosh v'mchubar, a new rule. Heichad hocha Eichad the Isa Mishas Gemar Pri, Hocha Kafres Lesser Mishas Gemar Pri. Well, is this item still part of the peri when the peri is fully grown. If it's there when it's fully grown, then it's considered to be part of the peri. The Gemara then says, one more nekuda. The Gemara says, if that's the case, we have to now define a new term. What's a new term? What's called the Gemara Pri? Alright? And if what is something, what is it called if it's not yet the Gemara Pri? Is the Gemara Pri called the Pri? And that brings us back to the sugya of was that? Back to the Sugya of Kura. Right? Because Kura is a passing stage. Could that be called a Pri or not? Okay? And the Gemara says that whether we, with the din of Smadar, an early stage of the grape, is that considered to be osir during Shviyas or not? Is it osir mitam orla? So till we get to the sugya filpili, so we have one with the sugya. How would you identify the sugya? What is the sugya discussing? What's the headline of the sugya? What's considered to be a pri? What are the different areas in halacha we have to define pri? Orla, Maisris, Brachos, what else? Okay, know what else? Kalayim, correct, what else? Kalayim you have to define whether it's a tree or whether it's Yerek. So not really fair. What is that? Toma, one more din? Shvius. Right? So our Gemara is going to take us through the Gener Pri, and then they rise at the level. Tumma, what's considered to be part of the Prelagave Tumma, what's considered to be the Prelagave Shviyas Orla, and Trumas and Maisras, right? Tumma Zarechlin, and Peri. L'chayra from our Sugya, L'chayra. The Gemara does not seem to say, Hani Lebrachais, Hani Leshviyas, Hani Leorla, Hani Letumma, right? So since the Gemara doesn't make that distinction, it means that the Geder of a Peri is going to be consistent for all these halachis. Within the sugya of the Geder Lepri, there are two parts. What are the two parts? No?
Is the fruit part is a pri, and what parts are considered part of the offshoots?
Maybe let's say there are three aspects of peri that are being defined over here. The gavi the halachis is halachis of brachis, orla, tumma, klaim, all the brachis, all the halachis. The gavi, what is possibly called the pri? Right? So you have, so we're going to have three separate sugyas. One is going to be the sugya of what is the intent of very people plant this? What else? Who's that? Sovel Hakshas is the different stages that the pre has. All right? Kura. Kura, Shusa, Smadar. All right? Next. No. The Gemara doesn't have that. The Gemara doesn't have that. Oh, the Gavi, whether it's part of the pre or whether it's a Shomer Lepri. When is the call? When is the Shomer Lepri part of the pre? What is the secondary? It's clearly a secondary part of the pre. When is that called a Shomer Lepri and it's concluded in Esper? So again, so it's two different. We're looking at two different items. The Gavi, the Pri, in the context of many, many different halachas. We're looking at which part of the tree is called the Pri. That's what we began with. The Machlokes Ra'ah Rishonim. Gemara primarily uses but then there's another set of questions, and that is, I know which is the pre, but what about the pre at an inedible stage of the pre? What about a pre that only has a passing edible stage, like shkodim? That's one question. Another question is, what is called the shomer lepri? I know what the pre is, but what's considered to be a shomer lepri? So one is what's called the pre. The other is what's called the shomer lepri. And what's the din of the pre at stages of its growth where it's not normally eaten? All right? Since we have those two issues get interwoven in the sugya of here. Okay, so that just outlines the sugya. Tomorrow, which will be ma'amik in the sugya.